It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're honored to have Robert Morris University economics professor Brian O'Rourke as a contributor. He joins us now in Studio A to tell us about his unique teaching approach, which has earned him a very prestigious award. Brian O'Rourke, congratulations. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot, Paul. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about the award. It's based upon an approach that you've taken to teaching students about economics, which can be a very dry subject, but you've found a way to spice it up through music. Explain how you came up with this approach and why.
Well, there's used to be this show on VH1 called Pop-Up Video, and during the videos, what they would do is sort of insert little tidbits about the song, little snippets of information, maybe about the artist or sort of what the artist was going through when they wrote the music. And a couple of colleagues of mine and I were thinking, this would be really neat if we could do this with music, because there's so many great songs out there that have an economic theme that tell a story or explain a concept that students would normally find really hard to understand. But when they hear it in music, it almost sort of infuses them. They just have this feeling like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I don't even have to think twice about it. So we shopped around a little bit to try to find some software that we could put the music and our own interpretation of the lyrics together, and started off with something that now is sort of arcane and really rough to use. But we started with this basic platform and started to show these videos in class, and students really said, wow, I never thought about economics in this way before. I never thought about this music in this way before. So we had almost an unlimited amount of songs and suggestions from students about, hey, you could write about this song because, this is the way I view it. This is the way I think about these things. And the students just started to give us all these great ideas, which for us is a wonderful thing. We don't have to do as much work. And students are really starting to understand the material that we're presenting to them.
So explain how this helps students get a better knowledge of the economy.
Sure. So at the beginning of a class, whenever we're covering a subject, like today I was talking about opportunity costs, just the idea that whenever you make a choice, you have to give up something else, whether it's, I want to stay in bed a few more minutes, or even what college to go to. You can't go to every single school. There's a limited amount of time, so you can't sleep too long or you're going to miss class, you're going to miss breakfast. And so we were talking about that subject today, and I said, hey, well, let's listen to Sheryl Crow. She has this song, Soak Up the Sun, and she's singing about opportunity costs. And students kind of look at you funny, and so you play the music, and they see what the lyrics are, they hear the lyrics, and then alongside those lyrics, they see displayed an economic interpretation of this music. And at the end of the song, students are like, oh my gosh, I totally get this. Hmm. And there's more recently, we've seen a lot of music, and this is really one of the great things about music as a whole, because you see as events in the economy change, musicians write about what's going on in the world. So as the economy slows down, as we go through this great recession, we start to see that theme show up in music. And there's a great song, Take a Walk. It's all about basically the economy crumbling. And so we put that through the economic interpreter's lens and showed students how, hey, this music that you hear on the radio every day repeatedly, this has got all this great economic content about how the economy goes up and down. And they start to really get a hold of this and really understand it. I'll have students come up to me years later, and they don't remember anything about class, but they remember each song that we played during that course.
Tell us the criteria that you have for selecting the songs that you use in class.
Well, the songs themselves, they don't have to all be about economics. Take a Walk's a recession song. You go back during the Great Depression, there's music, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? That's a Great Depression kind of song. Taxman by the Beatles. It's all about the Beatles hating to pay just ridiculous rates of taxation in the UK. And so they're basically criticizing what the tax man is telling them they have to pay taxes for. It's like everything, whether it's the seat, whether it's their feet, the street, it's everything. So some songs are just ready-made. Other songs have sort of an underlying meaning to them, or they just mention a concept here and there. And so they're really good candidates. And it's really fun to write the interpretation of songs that aren't entirely economic in nature. Weird Al Yankovic, for example, writes a whole bunch of great songs with economic content in them. One of my favorites is Skipper Dan. He's singing about this guy who wanted to be in the movies, thinking all these great things are going to happen to him. Annie Leibovitz is going to write about him. And then he ends up as a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disney World. And he's like, oh, how did this ever happen to me? And it's a story about what we call tournament theory in economics. Part of tournament theory involves when you get into these really competitive environments, sports, entertainment, that someone's going to win and they're going to win a lot. And everyone else is going to lose and they're going to get nothing. It's the people who make it to the top that make all the money in the tournament. So this guy, thinking he's going to win the tournament, goes and spends his entire life trying to develop these attributes that are going to make him successful, and it doesn't work. And so the loss is that he's working at Disney World instead of working on Broadway, which is really where he wants to be. So that song, you don't think about it in terms of tournament theory. It's a Weird Al Yankovic song, for crying out loud, but it's a great song with a really, really interesting message. So some of these songs have verses that are more economically inclined. And then we can sort of write our own fun interpretations of the rest of the song for students' enjoyment.
And how have your students responded to the approach?
Well, like I said, some of them will come back years later and say, hey, man, that song, I remember. I had one girl, she got into the elevator with me at the school, and she says, I'm sure you don't remember my name, but I just want to let you know, I remember when you played Piano Man in class. And I said, oh, my gosh, that was 4 years ago. I can't believe you still remember that. Sometimes students are really, really energetic and enthusiastic about it. I ask the students for their ideas. They think that's a great thing. In fact, some of the songs on our website are songs that students either put together themselves or said, hey, you know, you really ought to write something about this particular song. So they get excited in being able to apply the information that they've learned. That's something that in so many classes, they don't feel like they're using the material, especially economics classes. They think, oh, man, I'm learning all this stuff. Where am I ever going to use it? And I ask them to interpret a song, and they get really excited about it. And they go, it's amazing the effort that they put into those kinds of projects, which is really fun for me. Sometimes the songs are songs they're not interested in. So, you know, they don't pay as much attention when I'm playing that music. And other times, students will be like, hey, remember, you know, that song was really popular when I was in eighth grade. I can't believe people, that was so long ago. I can't believe people are still listening to this kind of music. So we get a whole bunch of different responses. A lot of it has to do with a particular song. Although I do have to say, some songs are really great for economic interpretations, but they make really bad entertainment. Tom T. Hall has a song, I Like Beer. And the students love that. They're like, oh, I like beer. That's a really funny song. That's terrific. Or the Weird Al songs, they really like that. But there's a song from the musical 1776 called Molasses to Rum to Slaves. It is the only song I've ever come across with the words triangle trade in the lyrics. And the first time I heard this song, I'm like, oh my golly. Well, I don't have any songs that specifically detail international trade. This is the best. So I put this great presentation together. I showed it in class on the first time. And when the song was over, it was like crickets. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with this song? And so a student came up to me after class and said, yeah, that was a really great song. It really made a really great point. But, you know, it's really it's like a sad, scary song. It's about slave trade. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that at all. I got caught up with triangle trade and thinking how wonderful this is. But it's really a dirge. And while the song's available on the website, I don't use it all that much in class simply because it is a depressing, depressing song. So you kind of have to be careful the song choices that you make.
So where can we view these videos that you've put together?
We're hosted on a website called Critical Commons. It's CRITICALCOMMONS, spelled all one word, .org. If you go to criticalcommons.org and type music for econ in the search bar, you can find the list of songs we have there. We have 50 songs right now. We're adding to it regularly. I have a great student right now who's putting some of this much more advanced technological wizardry together for me. Or you can just Google Critical Commons, and one of the things that comes up under the Google heading is Music for Econ. Just click on that. All the songs will be available.
And we'll put a link to that on our website at WESA.FM. Brian O'Rourke is an economics professor at Robert Morris University, joining us here in Studio A. Thanks so much.
It's been a great pleasure. Thanks.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.